Like cherry blossoms are the minds that think there is a tomorrow. But who can tell? There may be a tempest in the night. These words were recited by a 9-year-old boy by the name of Matsuwaka Maru, who wanted so desperately to enter the priesthood. When the abbot of the monastery asked him to postpone his ordination until the morning, he said, "Like cherry blossoms are the minds that think there is a tomorrow, but who can tell? There may be a tempest in the night." The chief abbot conducted the ordination at once. At age 9, Matsuwaka Maru, who became Hannin at ordination, understood how fleeting life can be, and that, like the cherry blossoms, the winds of life could blow and cause one to fall to become one with the earth. And this Matsuwaka Maru Ohannin is our founder, Shinran Shonin. On May 21, we commemorate the birth of Shinran Shonin on Shuso Gotange, signifying Fujimatsuri, the Wisteria Festival. Our founder, Shinran, realized the uselessness of ascetic religious practices unless they sprang from a spontaneous and natural outgrowth of a life based on Tariki Shinjin, or the pure heart free from self-generated intentions. And he established the doctrinal basis for the Shin Buddhist traditions. As we commemorate the birth of Shinran on Shuso Gotange, it is fitting that we think about the cherry blossoms that Matsuwaka Maru talks about. My mother always reminisces about her visit to Japan when she and my father were able to see the beautiful flowers in full bloom on the day after they arrived. The picture of the flowers and the colorful trees are embedded in her memory. And she had wished that her sister-in-law could have seen them. Unfortunately, there was a storm on the night after her sakura sightseeing. So when her sister-in-law arrived a day later, the blossoms were on the ground. How sad she was that her sister-in-law could not see the blossoms on the trees. A haiku poem by Sadaiye describes this. "Now from cherry trees, millions of maidens flying, fierce warlord storm." This is how our life is. We never know what can happen overnight. The uncertainty of life and the unpredictability of life is always upon us. Just as Matsuwaka Maru stated, "Like cherry blossoms are the mind that thinks there is a tomorrow, but who can tell? There may be a tempest in the night." Renyo Shonen also realized this when he wrote the Hakkotsu no Sho, or White Ashes, after his personal experiences with people close to him dying. In silently contemplating the transient nature of human existence, nothing in our world is more fragile and fleeting than our life. Thus, we hear of no one sustaining a human form for 1,000 years. Life swiftly passes, and who among us can maintain our human form for even 100 years? Whether I go before others or others go before me, whether it be today or it be tomorrow, who is to know? Those who leave before us are as countless as the drops of dew. Though in the morning we may have radiant health, in the evening we may return to ashes. When the winds of impermanence blow, our eyes are closed forever. And when the last breath leaves us, our face loses its color. By so understanding the meaning of death, we shall come to fully appreciate the meaning of this life, which is unrepeatable, and thus to be treasured above all else. By virtue of true compassion, let us realize the irreplaceable value of human life, and let us together live the Nembutsu in our hearts. Humbly and respectfully, Renyo Shonin. Isa wrote a haiku that speaks of the flowers and our life, for he too understood the meaning of life. "A saddening world, flowers whose sweet blooms must fall, as we too, alas." The late Ruth Tabra, in her book Just Live on Becoming Buddhist, sums it up when she succumbs to an illness that makes this once long-distance swimmer, daily walker of miles, independent and self-reliant woman totally dependent on the care and compassion of friends. At this point, she realized, just live, when she remembers what Reverend Tai Unno once told her. When you truly become Jodo Shinshu and trusting completely in the primal vow, you no longer will ask, how come or why me? Ruth came to realize that to be free of how come or why me is the freedom that enabled her to just live. Thereafter, the little tasks that she could do were precious moments and a treasure to her. She became mindful of all that she did and was appreciative of what little she could do. She writes, in a way that may seem strange or inexplicable, I am grateful to this illness, which has so disrupted my life. The world seems to have slowed to a rhythm where I can savor it. Illness was a karmic event that began to open my mind's eye to the infinite and marvelous dimensions of just live. Writers in the book Dharma Treasures: Spiritual Insights from Hawaii's Shin Buddhist Pioneers express their feelings of this idea of just live. In her poem, Rejoicing the Dharma, Nami Sogi writes, how grateful am I, Namam Napsu, grateful to true compassion. I passed the hill of 50 years. Before we are struck by the winds of impermanence, let us say, Namu Ami Napsu, entrusting ourselves to true compassion. Iwaichi Nakamura writes, looking back on the journey of my 80 years, I am ashamed for turning my back on Oyasama, Amida Buddha. Now I am completely embraced by true compassion. I work together with Oyasama. Captured by Oyasama while I was running away, I live happily together with Oyasama every day. And in her poem, As I Am, Chiyono Sasaki writes, because the compassion of Oyasama is all-embracing, I am now contained within it. Oyasama is pleased, and I am happy too, living together with Oyasama daily. Every time I listen to Oyasama working for my sake, I feel both ashamed and grateful. Namam Daps, Namam Daps. Poems from the Home of Lily Koi, written by Mitsuyo Makinodan, captures her awareness. Lost and confused for innumerable lives, I am now embraced by Oyasama, Amida. Embraced by the light of Amida, my life, which is as fragile as the morning dew, now lives forever. Yes, people like Ruth Tabra and the writers in Dharma Treasures embrace the Buddha Dharma, and they could relate to just live and living in the Nembutsu. Ryota, in his Japanese haiku, writes of the fallen cherry blossoms. Fie, this fickle world. 3 days neglected, cherry branch, and you are bare. Like the people in Japan who enjoy the festive feeling of the blooming cherry blossoms, let us enjoy this moment with the fragrant fallen petals and live each moment fully. Under cherry trees, soup, the salad, fish and oil, seasoned with petals. This was written by Basho. As May 21 approaches, let us remember the teachings of Shinran Shonin and just live reciting the Nembutsu. Namandasu.